two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon. It's 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have scattered clouds, 48 degrees, KSL's top story. Utah doctors are asking people to cancel their traditional Thanksgiving Day plans and eat at home. Well, KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce says they're worried Turkey Day could become Super Spreader Day.
This is for a couple reasons. It's going to be cold outside, and people usually hold their Thanksgiving festivities indoors. Two big ways the virus spreads. Also, asymptomatic people could unknowingly infect relatives they're hugging and not wearing a mask around. In a news conference today, Intermountain Healthcare infectious disease expert Dr. Eddie Stenium said ICUs, which have already expanded normal capacity, are still stretched thin, and they expect even more patients in the coming days.
If you're going to go it alone but feel isolated, BYU psychologist Dr. Tom Golightly says you can turn some of that loneliness around.
We don't have some of those obligations that we typically feel, and we don't have to show up and sit next to the crazy uncle or the weird aunt, and we don't have to manage those things. That can be a positive thing.
Do you ever wonder if you are the crazy uncle? Never mind. Dr. Golightly told Dave and Dujanovic, if you're spending the day alone, use it to do anything you want without feeling guilty about it. Utahns have different thoughts about what to do tomorrow. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
Some people are getting last-minute ingredients or side dishes at the store. Lisa Tyrone is getting cleaning supplies because she's hosting 14 family members.
Here we have hand sanitizer. I have the disinfectant spray.
Susanna Sexton had plans to go to Arizona and Texas to see family.
We bought extra seats in the rows and everything to help protect us. But we still thought it was too risky.
An informal poll on the Lieutenant Governor's Twitter feed had 60% of the 3,000 respondents saying they are sticking with immediate family. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Some people are still traveling, but Nancy Vollmer with the Salt Lake City Airport says it was a bit of a ghost town this morning.
Last year we saw about 26,000 people traveling into the airport on the day before Thanksgiving. Today we see a little over 13,000. Tomorrow it drops off, and then we're expecting Sunday to be a really busy day. About 14,000 passengers are expected to come through that day. That's only the passengers that are they're entering, exiting the airport. Of course, we have additional passengers who are making connecting flights since we're a Delta hub.
AAA says Thanksgiving 2020 will see the biggest drop in travel since the Great Recession. President Trump pardons a former advisor who pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the president announcing on Twitter that he pardoned his former national security advisor, Michael Flynn. Flynn's guilty plea stemmed from Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. Flynn pleaded guilty in 2017 to lying to the FBI about his contacts with the Russian ambassador. President Trump continues to insist that he won the election. During a call to a handful of Pennsylvania Republican lawmakers, Mr. Trump insisted the election should have been in his favor.
So this was very sad to say it. This election was rigged, and we can't let that happen. We can't let it happen for our country.
Meanwhile, Pennsylvania election officials are petitioning a federal appeals court to end the constant and unsubstantiated legal challenges. President-elect Joe Biden is appealing for unity in a Thanksgiving Eve address to the nation. Biden noting, despite the pandemic, over 150 million Americans voted in this presidential election, the largest turnout in U.S. history.
Our democracy was tested this year. And what we learned is this. The people of this nation are up to the task. In America, we have full and fair and free elections. And then we honor the results.
Mr. Biden urging Americans to have small gatherings tomorrow and to follow coronavirus guidelines. And a 12-year-old Cleveland girl is making Thanksgiving better for those who don't have much. Logan Williams has been organizing food and grocery donations for people in her inner city neighborhood for years now. She's had a lot of help from her mother, Danielle Rashid.
We live in the inner city. We don't have very much, but what we do have, we share.
Now the 12-year-old is urging her friends to join her or to start their own charitable groups. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Argentina has declared a three-day period of mourning after the death of one of the world's all-time greatest soccer stars.
Diego Maradona, the Argentine soccer great, died Wednesday at the age of 60. He was a national hero after leading his country to the 1986 World Cup title, during which he scored one of the most famous goals in soccer history, known as the Hand of God. Songs were even written about it. In his later life, he struggled with a cocaine addiction and obesity, but his rise from a poor, gritty barrio in Buenos Aires to a godlike sports figure has left his country in mourning. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The college basketball season gets started today. 16 of the nation's top 25 men's programs will be out on the floor. Five teams had to cancel because of COVID issues, but BYU takes on Westminster at 6. Pregame here on KSL News Radio is coming up in less than an hour at 5 o'clock. KSL News Time, 4:05, and Ricky Meese. The getaway. Is there a getaway? That's the big question, right?
Well, I think there is. It's just not as big as we'd normally see. And for anybody headed north, you're going to be slowed down with delays northbound I-15, leaving Farmington all the way up to Hill Air Force Base. And that's for Davis County drivers. We also have a new crash. This is in Salt Lake County, Redwood Road at California Avenue. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
My minute of news is next. KSL News Time, 4:06.
Get Bernina sewing and embroidery machines at fantastic Black Friday week savings at Dave's Bernina in St. George and Provo. Get this, 60 months no interest on select models. Buy an all-new Bernina 790 and get a Bernina 480 free. Dave's Bernina is showcasing the Bernina Q16, the all-new 16-inch quilting machine with an amazing pre-order offer.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.